name is Isla Medovich, and you're listening to Isla's podcast. Today, we have a very interesting guest, and he will be talking about his experiences in school and what his views on school and education is. All right, can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Aldin Mamedovich, Isla's younger brother.
How old are you?
11.
What grade are you in?
6th.
And what school do you go to?
E.R. Hughes Elementary.
Okay. All right. I have a few questions for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. What does your usual day in school look like?
It looks weird.
Weird? How so?
Because people in my school, they talk weirdly and it's annoying.
It's annoying? Okay. Next question. What are some things you enjoy about school?
Things I enjoy about school, seeing my friends, and recess, because I finally get a break, and dismissal on the bus, because I get to talk to my friends, and I'm going home.
I could tell you like your friends a lot.
Yep.
Okay, next question. What are some things you don't enjoy?
I don't enjoy science class, because my teacher is very mean, because of she doesn't like boys, she likes girls better, and I don't like some of the teachers.
Do you see a lot of this favoritism towards girls against boys from your teachers?
Yeah, it happens in the lunch, and as soon as they're doing it, they're choosing girls, and then as soon as I bring it up, they start choosing boys.
Oh, okay. I get that. What is a good class for you, and what is a bad class?
A good class is a good teacher with a work, but like makes the work easier. And a bad class is when the teacher is mean and gives us work that we don't know how to do and they don't tell us how to do it.
That kind of goes into what I was going to ask next. What's a good teacher and what's a bad teacher?
Good teacher is someone who doesn't yell too much and tries to make the class fun unless you're not behaving. A bad teacher, they don't give you any chances. They just straight mean work.
That is a mean teacher. Do you think the subjects you were learning in school, do you think they're helpful?
Some of them, but sometimes you won't need to learn it for when you get older.
What are some of the things you don't think you'll need when you get older?
Probably, I'll say science, because you need to know some science, but you don't need to learn about dissecting any animals, because you won't need to do that in life unless you're a veterinarian or something like that.
Do you think you'll ever be a vet or a surgeon dissecting anything?
No, I'm not really into that.
Do you know what you're into? Like, do you know what you want to be when you get older? Or what do you want to study?
I don't know. Maybe I'll study for physics, because physics are cool.
Physics is cool? Maybe an engineer.
Yeah, but I'm looking into more sports because that's what is easier for me and I enjoy doing.
Any sports specifically?
Soccer, and for fun, I just like to play catch with the football and run some drills with football.
Nice. I think this is my final question. If you were the teacher or even the principal, what would you change? Would you add anything? Would you remove anything?
I would remove the rule, don't favorite boys or girls, because then other students seem it's unfair. Also, I think they should change the rules in school, because in school, my teacher said to me, don't stick up for yourself, always tell the teacher. If they're being mean to you, I say you be slightly mean back unless it's really bothering you and you can't do anything about it.
So you want students to stick up for themselves instead of relying on others. I think that's a good plan. There's definitely a lot of favoritism going on. All right, I think that's it. Thank you, Aldine.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time on Isla's podcast. Make sure you tune in.